Oh, wow. Wow, I never knew there was this much snow. Excuse me. Excuse me. Is there always this much snow? I've never seen this much before. We don't get snow like this. Look at my snowball. It's massive. I bet you can make a really cool snowman here. Should we make one?
Joe? Joe, where are you? Are you hiding, Joe?
I'm in the igloo. It's so cold, but it's awesome. There's a little door and...
Come on, Joe, come out.
I'm in the...
igloo, yes, I know, but it's time to stop playing now.
Where's this one come from, then?
The idea.
Well, you said she had the countryside in her head because of life experiences.
Yes, well...
They're imagined worlds, Robert.
Yes, but they've come from...
So where's she got this igloo thing from? Memories from when she visited Father Christmas?
Father Christmas doesn't have an igloo.
Joe!
I'm back, Mummy.
Really? Welcome back, Joe. Where have you been this time?
I was in the countryside. There were sheep and cows and horses.
Horses? Wow. Did you ride on one?
Yeah, I rode one.
What colour was the horse you rode on?
It was black, with white ears and feet.
White feet? Didn't they get muddy?
No, Mummy, it was a clean horse.
Well, I'm glad you only sit on clean
horses. It's okay, Mummy. I think she was going to come out.
Who was?
The horse.
Oh, well, keep the lid closed then. We can't have any horses in this house. Make sure she stays inside there, OK?
These games. One day she is going...
She's all right, love. Just let her play.
But she's getting obsessed. Every day it's, Mummy, guess where I've been? And I have to be all excited.
And what's wrong with being excited for our child?
No, nothing. But the things she says are so ridiculous. She went and rode through some fields on a horse this morning.
Just let her play her games. If she thinks she's been to Taiwan with David Cameron, then let her think that.
But...
What a brilliant imagination, I say.
Oh, go and have a chat with her, will you? See what she tells you. I'll make sure that horse is under control.
What a nice horse you are. Can I comb your hair? Mummy told me it's not like normal hair, but I don't think she'll mind if I use her comb on you. I have it in my pocket. She let me keep it this morning after she'd done my hair. She'd think you're lovely. My mummy likes horses. Can I do your tail too? It's so soft. I wish I could comb your hair every day. You'd be the prettiest horse in the world. If Mummy was here, she could plait it for you. She did that for one of the girls in the playground at school.
Joe, Mummy said...
Daddy! Help! She's escaping!
Who is?
The horse! She's going to get out!
What horse? Don't be silly, Joe.
Daddy, please sit on it!
On the horse?
No, on there! Daddy, quick!
It's okay, Joe. The horse is...
It's coming! Sit! Sit!
Joe, what have you been doing?
I went to the countryside.
Did you? When was this?
Just... I went and...
Oh, so you played a game where you went to the countryside.
No, I really went.
Do you mean last week when Nanny and Grandpa took you to the farm?
No, today.
But you've been in the house all day.
In the countryside.
So you pretended there was countryside in the house.
That horse followed me home.
The horse?
The one that's trying to get out.
Oh.
No, Daddy, sit on it.
Joe,
sit.
Don't shout at Daddy.
See what I mean? It's getting silly.
She was shouting at me. Sit on it. Sit, sit, sit. I've never known her like that.
All she does is sit in her bedroom imagining strange new places.
And she goes in...
Her imagination is just... Oh, you see, this is why I said she shouldn't have a telly in her bedroom.
But all the kids...
She's only a child, Robert. Things affect her.
It seems a bit far-fetched to put a crazy game down to her television watching.
Well, where else has she got these ideas from?
It's what she's experienced, what's in her mind, what's happened recently. She's playing
with... I understand playing, Robert. I understand imagination. Well, but this is getting too imaginative for me. When she's shouting demands at her father, I think it's time she learns to distinguish between a game and reality.
I like that one. Oh, and that sporty one. I like the shiny black cars. And the silver ones. Which cars do you like? Oh, not red. I don't like red cars. I'm glad you're here with me. This would be really scary on my own. Yeah. Who are you anyway? How did you get here? Really? Oh, my parents don't know I'm here. They try to stop me playing games. No, it's not fair, is it? There's lots of cars. How are we going to get across the road? Excuse me. Hello? The cars are going too fast. They can't hear me. Hello? Please stop. Help us. I don't think anybody can hear me. Wait! No! Ah! Why did you do that? I was scared. Please don't do that again. I don't want to be here by myself. That car nearly hit you. Would you really leave me here on my own? I don't want to be on my own. Please stay. Where are you going? Come back. No, come back! Don't leave me, please! Please! I can't do it. I just need to. But there's too many cars.
Tea, love?
Yes, please.
And I've just got some pasta for dinner, is that okay?
With that nice sun-dried tomato sauce.
No, I didn't go to Waitrose. Just popped into Sainsbury's on the way back from work. And anyways, Joe doesn't really like that one.
Where's there a Sainsbury's?
Bristol Road.
Oh, right. So what's with the pasta?
This one. Alison said it's lovely.
Well, we'll see. Does it take long? I'm starving.
Well, let me have a look. 15 minutes.
Mum! I don't like it here! I want to come home. I don't like it here anymore. Daddy. Mum. No, please don't. Don't take me. Help! Help me, please!
Well, it smells good.
It does. I'm sure it'll be just as good as the Waitrose one.
Where are you taking me?
Let me have a taste. Mmm, not bad.
Oi, you, mitts off until dinner's ready.
What are we doing?
Shall I grate some cheese?
No, I'll do it.
Please help me. Please, don't do this. I can't go, please.
Joe, dinner time. Joe? Are you still playing? Come on, time to stop now. Come for your dinner. We've got pasta. It's your favourite. Joe? Come on now, I mean it. The game's finished.
I don't want to play anymore.
Joe?
No, please, no.
Joe?
No, I can't. I just wanted to. I only wanted to get across. I thought you were going to help me.
Joe, who are you talking to?
I thought. I didn't want you to take me away.
Where are you?
I wanted to stay here. I know I said I didn't want to be here, but I didn't want this.
What's going on?
I just wanted to be over the other side. I don't know why. I needed to. There was something across the road.
What was it?
It was just a game. I just wanted to...
What game?
It was just a game. I was just playing. I thought it was okay.
Joe?
I thought it was okay.
Joe!
I don't want to stay here. Not on my own, not anymore.
Come home, Joe, come home.
They'll have dinner without me, and I'll never even get across the road.
Joe, it's okay. Mummy's here.
I just wanted to get across. I just want to go home. I just wanted to get across.
Joe, please, what's going on? Please stop playing now.
Mummy, Daddy, help me.
Joe! Joe? Come out of the box. Come back, Joe, please.